The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Federation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we talk about the excellences, fadail, and life and legacy of the blessed children of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. In the previous program, we were talking about Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the husband of Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum, Sayyid Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah, we'll continue on this very topic today also. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning from today's program. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat al-Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri. Dhamat Barakatum al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, you will watch. From start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to invite others to watch this program, because inviting towards righteousness itself is a good deed. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, immense amount of knowledge and huge amount of reward you will be attaining after watching this program. Respected viewers, talking about the husband of Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, what a good person Uthman is. He is my son-in-law and the husband of my two daughters. Allah Almighty has gathered my light in him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi ke noor do lekar wo zulnuran kehlaye. Nabi ke noor do lekar wo zulnuran kehlaye. Inhe hasil hui ye qurbate mahboob rahmani. Let me mention three narrations about Dhul-Nurayn, the possessor of two noors, the husband of Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum, the son-in-law of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, I entered paradise over there. It was written on every leaf of every tree, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar al-Faruq, wa Uthman al-Nurayn. Allahu Akbar. On every leaf of the tree, this is what is mentioned and written. Meaning, Subhanallah, Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an is written as a dhul-nurayn on the leaves of the trees in Jannah. Subhanallah. Another narration. Once a question was asked of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem about Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu anhu. He replied, this is the high status which is called dhul-nurayn in the skies. He radiyallahu anhu is the husband of two daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guaranteed him a home in paradise. Subhanallah. A personality who got the certificate of Jannah from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime. Sayyiduna Malham bin Abu Safra radiyallahu anhu was asked a question. Why is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu called Dhul-Nurayn? He replied, no one except for him is known to have married two daughters of a prophet. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine, as we discussed in earlier episode, the one who got married to the two daughters of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. His title is Dhul Nurain, the possessor of two nurs, lights. Allahu Akbar. What can you talk about the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha, bachcha nur ka. Tu hai aine nur tera sab gharana nur ka. Yes, respected viewers of Madhavi Channel, this point should be noted and remembered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's haqiqa is nur. Reality is nur. The first thing which was created was the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world as a bashar. Which bashar? Khairul bashar. Is no one like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No mother has given birth to someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one has ever born or will born like of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. He is such bashar, such human, there is none like him. Bimithl bashar, khairul bashar, imamul anbiya. Subhanallah, is the Zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. So both of these are important to understand the reality of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam being Noor, and the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was sent in this dunya as a khairul bashar. This is what, alhamdulillah, the Muslims, they believe. Ahlul Sunnah, they believe. We should have this understanding. And we also learn from this that the son-in-law who got two daughters of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Dhul Nurain. And what can you talk about the Nuraniyat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, having the belief that the children of beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are Noor, and calling them Noor, the ways of the blessed companions and pious predecessors. Rather, even of angels. Look, Sayyidina Uthman in Affan radiallahu anhu is called Dhul Nurain, in the sky and on the earth, one having two noors. One noor is Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the other one is Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. Respectfully, let me mention an advice given to a daughter. Now, subhanAllah, this advice was given by the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his blessed and beloved daughter. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam advised the wife of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, meaning his own daughter. Dear, a woman has no right to disobey her husband and speak ill of him to his face, even if her husband orders her to carry the stones of the black mountain to the red mountain, or the stones of the red mountain to the black mountain. So keep being kind to your husband. This is the advice of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his own daughter. MashaAllah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his daughter the greatness of a husband. For those who have daughters, you should also follow the character of Rasulullah and teach your daughter to obey her husband in every permissible matter. This tarbiyah should be given to our daughters. This is how we need to bring our children up and teach them what are the rights of husband when they depart to the house of their husband, daughters. And to give them this mindset and understanding, teaching and educating them, doing the tarbiyah. The way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanAllah, also advised his daughter. In Islam, obedience to the husband's order has been greatly emphasized. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, after Allah and Rasul, a man, a husband, has more rights on a woman regarding the specific matters of wifehood than even her mother and father. Allahu Akbar. Regarding these matters, it is an important obligation for a woman, meaning wife, to obey the orders of her husband and protect his honor. Now, let's learn sayings of Mustafa Karim alayhi salatu wasalam about the rights of a husband. On a woman, the husband has more right than all men, and on a man, his mother has more rights. Number two, if I ordered anyone to perform sajda to anyone other than Allah, I would order a woman to perform sajda to her husband. I swear by the one whose hand of power, the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, a woman will not fulfill the right of her Lord until she fulfills all rights of her husband. Allahu Akbar. Respective views of religion, these are the rights of husband mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very crystal clear. No need of any explanation. If only we can understand them and we implement. Especially those Islamic sisters, they are married. They are watching me right now. They should ponder on these blessed sayings of Mustafa Karim alayhi salatu wasalam. A woman will not find the pleasure of faith until she fulfills the rights of her husband. If you want to find the pleasure of faith, Allahu Akbar, the taste of iman, then you have to fulfill the rights of your husband. And then further it's been mentioned, if a woman offers 5 salahs, observes fasts in the month of Ramadan, protects her honor, and obeys her husband, she will enter paradise through whichever door she wants. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to all the couples to understand each other's rights. Husband should know the rights of wife, and wife should know the rights of a husband. And then if we fulfill those rights, inshallah, life will be peaceful. Everything will go smooth, inshallah. So the prosperity, happiness will come in your family, inshallah. Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away in Sha'ban 9th Hijri. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led her funeral salah and buried her in Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidatuna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, at the time of burial, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting near the grave. I saw that tears were coming out of his blessed eyes. At the time of lowering her into the grave, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the following blessed verse of the surah Taha from part 16. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the following supplications. Bismillahi wa fi sabilillahi wa ala millati rasulillah. Before we proceed ahead, let's reflect upon this blessed verse of the Holy Quran. Minha khalaqnakum. Allahu Akbar. Respect the use of religion. This is a reminder that we have been created from this soil, from this earth. Allahu Akbar. Wa fiha nu'idukum. And this is another reminder that this is the very place where you will return to, you will enter to. You will go back to this soil. You have been created from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from this soil, from this earth, and we will return to it. And then, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ طَارَةً أُخْرَى. And this is the very place from which we will resurrect. Allahu Akbar. We will be given life back and we will raise from the same soil. So this is the haqiqat. This is the reality of insan. We have been created from this soil. We will return to this soil. We will be raised from this soil. Allahu Akbar. If only we remember this and we ponder on this very fact. And I think this beautiful verse is enough for nasiha. And why should we do takabbur? Why should we have any sort of arrogance? This is our reality. We've been created from this soil, we'll return to this soil, and we'll be resurrected on the day of judgment from this very soil. We should remain humble, down to earth. And inshallah, the more a person is down to earth, the more a person is humble and ajiz, subhanallah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his status is raised accordingly. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and has narrated, standing by the blessed grave of Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if there is a father or brother of any widow, he should perform the nikah of his daughter or sister with Uthman. If I had had even 10 daughters, I would have given all in Uthman's nikah, one after another. I performed the nikah of my daughters with Uthman after the divine revelation. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the shan, maqam, status of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala narrated that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I had had 40 daughters, I would have performed the nikah of all of them with Uthman one after another. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, this also tells us the status of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. Imagine the best of creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an for two of his daughters, one after the other. Now I leave this to you. You can imagine what qualities Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan would possess that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did this. Meaning Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gave two of his daughters in the nikah of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.